a horror of our history. That's the way one senator today described the practice of forcibly taking newborn babies away from single mothers. A Senate inquiry has recommended that the Commonwealth issue a formal national apology to the parents and to the children. It says all state and territory governments and all non-government organisations which administer adoptions should apologise too. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
After 18 months of taking evidence with hundreds of submissions and speaking to dozens of witnesses, the Greens, Labor and Liberal senators have handed down a unanimous report declaring it's been a heartbreaking inquiry.
It is undoubted that past policies and practices have caused great harm and hurt to mothers, fathers, adoptees and their family members. You can't help but come to any other conclusion.
The inquiry was chaired by Green Senator Rachel Sewart.
To the adoptees, I'd like to say, we know that your mothers didn't abandon you. You weren't thrown away.
Some of the victims of forced adoptions were in the public gallery for the tabling of the report.
And I know that the mothers have said to us they don't want their now adult children to feel that. I'd like to quote from the report. The committee received evidence from...
Senator Sewart fought back tears as she paid tribute to all those who shared their hurt with her committee.
The committee received evidence from hundreds of women who gave birth in hospitals and other institutions between the late 1950s and 70s. Overwhelmingly, these women allege that laws were broken or that there was unethical behaviour on the part of staff in these institutions.
The inquiry concludes those in positions of authority stood in judgment of the women instead of respecting them, and that governments and institutions need to take a more credible approach to former forced adoption practices.
Applying pressure to women to give consents, seeking consent earlier than permitted by the legislation, failing to give a consent signature or obtaining it by fraudulent means, the denial of reasonable requests, particularly for a mother to have access to her child, as explained in our report, certainly after new laws were enacted in the mid-1960s, actions of these types would in some cases have been illegal. Other experiences that reflected unethical practices include failure to give to provide information and failure to take a professional approach to a woman's care. It is time for governments and institutions involved to accept that such actions were wrong, not merely by today's standards, but by the values and laws of the time. Formal apologies must acknowledge this and not equivocate.
The report recommends formal apologies from the Commonwealth, as well as the state and territory governments and institutions, and that the governments work out how to provide affordable and specialised support and counselling to those affected by forced adoption. Labor Senator Claire Moore says the inquiry provides a real chance to change people's lives.
5 years ago in my office in Brisbane, three women came to see me. They bought some pictures, they bought a couple of books that they'd written, and they brought their pain and their anger and their disgust because no one had believed what had happened to them. The history of what happened in our country, what happened to women, what happened to men, and what happened to the children who are now adults, but I say at this stage to the children over a long period of time, will now be known and acknowledged.
She too has been moved by all she's seen and heard.
We now can say that it is a horror of our history and not pretend that it didn't happen. One of the most poignant moments of our whole inquiry was when a woman stood before us and said, "I just want to make sure that my child knows that I loved him, that he knows that I didn't give him away."
Another key recommendation is that people can seek and have two documents of identification detailing their birth parents and adoptive parents.
That documentation should be available anywhere you live in this country and should be there that you know who your mother was and who your father was, if that is available to be known. But people know when those birth certificates were originally issued, there is no way you can separate a mother from a child.
Senator Moore has also issued her own personal apology.
I want to say to all of you that this has changed so much in my own life. I want to say to all of you, I am sorry. I am sorry for your hurt. I'm sorry for your pain. I have been made stronger by hearing about the lives you've led.
Labor Senator Claire Moore ending that report by Alexandra Kirk.